This is Cinema Dulia Podcast Cat.
I'm sure I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Synthesizer operations, which turn out to be manipulations of basic properties of sound, as pitch or frequency, tone color, and amplitude. We have seen how these sound properties may be controlled by voltages operated manually or somewhat automatically, this operation taking place in the temporal domain. Control of time is naturally of great interest to the composer. One device which lends itself admirably to such control is called a sequential controller, or sequencer. This instrument produces a series of 8 to 16 programmable voltages, which repeat over and over in a very
by midnight tonight. Low, Biscay 999, losing its identity. New Low, North Denmark 166.
For someone else, that would be an incredible waste of time. So bold of you to choose that. It's incredible. You must be a very, very strong person.
Thank you. My father kept a vaulted conch by two bronze bookends of ships and sail, and as I listened, its cold sea, with voices of that ambiguous sea, old Brooklyn mist, he held his shell to hear the sea he could not hear. But the seashell spoke to his inner ear, he knew, but no peasants know. My father died, and when he died, he willed his books and shell away. The books burned up, the shell, but I keep the voice of peace in my ear, and in my eye the sight of those blue unseen waves, in which the ghost of Brooklyn breathes. The peasants feast and multiply, eclipsing the spitted ox I see, neither brazen swarm nor burning star, heraldry of a starker age, but three men entering the yard, and those men coming up the stair. Profitless, their gossiping images invade the cloistral eye, like pages from a gross comic strip. And toward the happening of this happening, the earth turns now. In half an hour I shall go down the shabby stair and meet, coming up, those three. Worth less than present, past, this future. Worthless such vision to eyes gone dull, that once descried Troy's towers fall, saw evil break out of the north.
What drives me insane is the twofold nature of this nymphet. Of every nymphet, perhaps, this mixture in my Lolita of tender, dreamy childishness and a kind of eerie vulgarity. I know it is madness to keep this journal, but it gives me a strange thrill to do so.
Gobirad, 2006.